Now we can go to the next one.
Item number 8, project number WC027, courthouse, light court number 2, window replacement, page 130.
Chairman, supervisors, for a couple light court window replacements in the past, we've done just the light court itself, the windows. Most of the windows are, believe it or not, original to the building. If you looked at them, you'd truly believe me. They're single pane and leak. Sometimes a lot in the winter with cooling and sometimes rain. The replacement of the light court windows is a complete when you look at the light court, and I'm sure you've seen them. There's mechanicals and so forth all the way down to the ground floor. And what we're learning as we do these is, much like the question on the combined fire monitoring systems, we may be able to combine some work, or if we have some rigging and scaffolding that we're using for windows, we might at the same time be able to use that same equipment and save some cost on duct work as well as tuck pointing in the same light court instead of treating those as separate projects. So the light court itself is part of a continuation of upgrading the windows within the light courts, and on this project there's just a little bit more to do some additional work.
Any questions on this project? Supervisor Bone?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Help me understand what part of the courthouse this is in.
When you're in the county boardroom as a whole and you look towards the curtains that are normally closed in the boardroom, outside of those windows are light court, and in many offices, whether you're in corp counsel or it's throughout the building, and you look and you see an interior that looks like a courtyard. That's a light court that, again, original to the building, was used for exhausting some air and so forth. And then in years subsequent, some of the HVAC infrastructure was put in there. But it's a light court that is not accessible, by traffic or foot. It's for mechanicals. Many of the offices, when you look out, you see them, and if now you're looking for it, you probably notice them. But there's 8 light courts on the courthouse, and that's where all the major duct work exists.
Gary.
Do we have right? It might even be right behind you.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Anything further on this item? Not the next item? Supervisor Drizzy.
Had this previously been on our 5-year long-term list of plan?
The window light courts?
Right.
Yes.
Is this being moved up, or has it is it being just taken in course here?
I would answer taken in course, because as we've done 2 previous light courts, we've always had in mind the additional light courts that need to be done, and having discussions whether one light court is worse than another relative to the windows, and in some cases, most cases, they're all pretty even. But it's one of those ongoing 8 light courts. We can only practically do so much in 1 year.
And I understand that. I guess the reason I'm asking that question is we had the courthouse fire. I think it's reasonable to ask, gee, are we doing special projects now because of the fire and all of a sudden we're going to be paying more attention to the courthouse, or is this just the normal course that we've done in the past? I think your answer is this has been in the normal course.
Chairman, supervisors, we've done light courts 4 and 5 out of the 8 in the last 4 years. So it's a progression.
Okay. I appreciate it. I understand doing these, not all in 1 year and taking care of them. There's a lot of space in this courthouse, as we learned during the fire, but thank you.
Anything further?